Hey guys, welcome to Sports Spectrum. I am Jason Romano. Coming up on the show, Aubrey Kingsbury. She is with Team USA, our USA women's national soccer team, getting ready to start the World Cup in just a couple days here. And she is one of the goalkeepers named to the United States National Soccer Team World Cup roster back in June. She played soccer at Wake Forest in college. She holds a bunch of records there. She's currently with the Washington Spirit in the NWSL. She's been there since 2018. She was the goalkeeper of the year in 2019 and 2021. And she was actually on this podcast back in September of 2019 as Aubrey Bledsoe. But in December of 2021, she married Matt Kingsbury. And so now she's Aubrey Kingsbury, and she's going to be our guest today on Sports Spectrum. I can't wait for you to hear that conversation. First, I want to tell you about our friends at Compassion International. You see, Aubrey has actually been a Compassion sponsor since 2018. She's a pro athlete ambassador with Compassion. We're going to talk a lot about Compassion in this conversation, but it's a great place for you and your family to get involved and help release a child from poverty. So go check out compassion.com/sportspectrum. You see a list of children there, and you can sponsor a child right now in Jesus' name. Food, clothing, all sorts of great amenities that these kids who are stuck in poverty would have because of you and I helping to release a child from poverty by sponsoring them with Compassion International. So again, go to compassion.com/sportspectrum and sponsor a child today. Now, we're also presented by our Sports Spectrum magazine, and here's a chance for you to subscribe to our magazine. It's a one-year magazine. It's quarterly, actually, but you can subscribe to a one-year subscription to Sports Spectrum's magazine. Four times a year, you'll get the Sports Spectrum magazine delivered right to your door. It's a great gift for the kids. It's perfect for the fan who loves Jesus, the sports fan. It's clean content, and you can get 15% off. It's an exclusive deal right now for podcast listeners only. If you go to sportspectrum.com, you subscribe to the magazine, you get a one-year subscription, and then put in the code podcast15, podcast15, and you're good to go to subscribe to the Sports Spectrum magazine. Again, go to sportspectrum.com, put in the code podcast15, and you are good to go to subscribe to the Sports Spectrum magazine. And again, go to sportspectrum.com. That's the place to go and subscribe today. She is Aubrey Kingsbury. She is with Team USA at the World Cup. Hi, Aubrey. How are you?
Hey, Jason. I'm great. Yeah, super excited to be speaking with you and, yeah, about to begin my journey at the World Cup. So on cloud nine, honestly.
I could imagine. By the way, last time we had you on, it was September of 2019. You were Aubrey Bledsoe. And since then, you've become Aubrey Kingsbury when you married Matt Kingsbury in December of 2021. Yeah. So let's just start there before we get into the World Cup. How's it been being Aubrey Kingsbury?
It's been great. I joke with my husband. So I had my first call up end of 2019 as Aubrey Bledsoe, but I never made a game day roster. So I never saw like Bledsoe on the back of the kit or anything. And then I became Aubrey Kingsbury and the call up started coming a little more frequently and I got my name on the jersey. So yeah, I give him a lot of credit, you know, changing my last name and then took off from there.
I love it. It's been great. I love hearing that story, by the way. I'm sure he's taken all the credit with the last name deal, but that's all right. That's good. So we have the World Cup coming up in just a few days here. As we record this, you're preparing, you're in going to be playing in Australia and New Zealand, kind of home base will be New Zealand for you. But back in June was when you got that call that you had made the roster, or maybe it was earlier, but when it was announced, it was June. Can you just describe the emotions and feelings when you found out that you were on this team?
Yeah. So we knew that we would get news on a specific date and I happened to be off from my club team that day. So knowing myself, I knew I needed to be busy and have something to do. Yes. So I was out golfing with my husband and a teammate and her boyfriend. And I thought I would have the news earlier in the day, but, you know, we teed off. I was still a little anxious waiting. And then Vladko, the head coach, actually FaceTimed. I'm like, oh my gosh. Wow. So I hopped off the golf cart, like took my hat off, tried to like fix my hair and answered. And yeah, he said, "You're going to the World Cup." And I was ecstatic, of course. Yeah, it was a short call because after that, I was just like, great, I'm in. Like, was ready to tell my family, and so many people had been praying for me and were also anxiously waiting. So, yeah, I was just, I would say my primary feeling was one of relief, just because so much had been building up to that day and that moment. And I've had my sights set on the World Cup roster for years, honestly. So I knew I was capable of it, and I knew that I have a lot to offer this team, and yeah, wanted to be on the roster. So it was just very gratifying to see all the hard work pay off. And yeah, I'm honestly living a dream, and I think as the World Cup begins, it'll continue to sink in more and more, but it's still very surreal.
Oh, it's amazing. I love that you got it on the golf course, by the way. That's very
Yeah.
2023, you know, getting a FaceTime call from your coach saying, "Well, you're on the golf course.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the team." It's very 2023.
Yeah. I sat out like the next couple holes. I was just like making calls and texts in the golf cart.
Yes.
My golf game was terrible, but I didn't care. My head was spinning.
Absolutely. Now that's awesome. And this being your first World Cup, but you've actually played with and against many members of this team, right? Like, you know, your friends probably and have whether it's friendly, banter back and forth, having played against them or played with them with a lot of your World Cup teammates, right?
Yeah, probably about half of them from different teams that I've played on in the NWSL, or even I played in Sydney, Australia with Emily Sonnett and Sophia Huerta. And four of us made the roster from the Washington Spirit, which is my club team.
Yeah.
So it's fun to kind of be in this journey together. But yeah, it's great. You know, we compete against these players every week in the NWSL. And now we're teammates. So, you know, some of the best players who I'm like a little you know, antsy, or not antsy to face, but for example, Sophia Smith, like she's on fire right now. And the last game before coming into camp, she scored a hat trick on me. And so afterwards, I was joking with her, like, I'm so glad that I get to be your teammate now, because like that was not fun.
Well, that's the beauty of international play. You can bring all these people together. It's kind of like an all-star team, right? Like an Olympic team.
Right,
And you get to play
for
together
sure.
when you'd normally play against each other, like in any sport. So that's wonderful.
Yeah, and even other countries. Like, I know a lot of the girls on the Matildas. I know the goalkeeper for Colombia. She's a believer as well. So we've been friends and kind of encourage each other as we, you know, go on our journeys with our respective national teams. So it's just really cool to kind of know someone on most of these teams and cheer for them, but then also like really want to beat them.
And this is a different level in the sense of fandom too. Like, I think I know soccer, women's soccer especially, has grown a lot, but the World Cup's a different level. Everybody's watching that. The people who would never even call themselves soccer fans or even have interest are watching when Team USA is playing because we want our country to win. Have you even thought about that element of it in terms of, just the enormity, I guess, of eyeballs that'll be kind of watching you guys.
Yeah, I don't think I will really grasp it until hopefully after we've won and I'm back home and seeing just, I guess, the gravity of it. But for sure, like, I was one of those people who wouldn't miss a World Cup game. And I can remember where I was watching the finals and just the excitement, the buzz around women's soccer after each respective World Cup, and seeing how that really boosted attendance in our domestic league and just everyone talking about it. So, like, I've been on the other side. So it's pretty unreal that now, like, I'm on the inside. Like, instead of watching on TV, like, I will be there on the field. So, like, for me, it just seems, you know, it's another day of just doing my job. But, like,
It's
yeah,
a little different job this time, but yes, I know what you
exactly.
mean. You still got to go do your job.
Right.
One final question on the World Cup. When you think about faith, obviously you're on this podcast because you're a woman of faith, you love Jesus. When you think about faith, what's your prayer and your hopes when you begin this World Cup journey? Well, which you're already kind of have, you've already began it, but when the game start, like what's been, God been kind of impressing on your heart when you go over there, when you think about him, not necessarily the competition and the, the games and the chance to win a, gold medal, but like just the other things, like with regards to God, what has he been impressing on your heart?
Yeah, I would say my prayer kind of this whole year has just been like, Lord, help me cast my desires and wishes aside, and just take up what you have for me. So it's, yeah, just kind of a daily humbling of myself and submitting to his plan and like trying to see my teammates through his eyes and love and serve those around me, regardless of, what role I have. 'Cause yeah, even in the lead up to hopefully making the roster, like if I was thinking like, oh my gosh, I've got to play well today, like big game tonight, like I knew I had to perform well to make this squad, but like thinking of that and trying to do it on my own was just honestly overwhelming. So it was just like every day I'm like, Lord, I need you. Apart from him we can do nothing. So it was more like, help me bear fruit, like continue to strengthen me for the journey, give me new mercies every day, which he promises to give us. And so like I've just seen him daily sustain me and give me new grace and mercy every day to kind of just be equipped with what I need for that moment. So I would say, yeah, the Lord's really just shown me how to trust and lean into him like deeper and deeper. And definitely it's like it's a daily prayer that I've been praying. Like I've never grown, comfortable. It's never been easy. It's just kind of a daily surrender.
Yeah, and the hope when you're out there is to stay connected through a chaplain. I think you said a chaplain, you told me before we started, is going to be there with you guys and potential Bible studies. So there is going to be that spiritual connection that you want to keep, even though you guys are focused obviously on trying to win, win the World Cup.
For sure. And that's so important because in this environment where honestly, performance is everything, and like you need results.
Yeah, in sports, that's
There's,
it. Yeah.
yeah, right? Like the expectation is a three-peat this summer, and anything else would be extremely disappointing. So when you have an environment that kind of reinforces like you are your performance, your worth is tied to what you bring on the soccer field, you need that community. You need time in the word and prayer with others, like saying, hey, don't believe the lies. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, like your identity is rooted in Christ. So yeah, it's massive. It kind of gets you through these camps, having, a chaplain and pregame chapels, and just people who you can look at and know that they don't see you for what you bring on the field. Like they see you for the daughter of Christ that you are.
Yeah, that's really good. She's Aubrey Kingsbury joining us here on Sports Spectrum, getting ready for the World Cup in just a day or two. Part of your faith journey, I have to imagine, is what led you to get involved with Compassion International. What was it? Let's talk about Compassion a little bit. What was it initially about Compassion that made you say yes initially to to sponsor a child and then to get involved with what they're doing?
Yeah, being an athlete, I feel like my life can be pretty selfish. Like you have to spend so much time thinking about nutrition and sleep, and it's like a 24-hour job. So going into the off season, I really wanted to do some sort of mission trip with my husband. And by God's providence, I met Ashley Alcorn, who's with the Pro Sports Ministry of Compassion
Yeah.
at a wedding.
Oh,
And
wow.
like within 15 minutes, she's telling me how she leads trips for pro sports athletes. And I'm like, can I come? Like, I don't even think she actually invited me, but I think I kind of invited myself. Yeah, that was like May of 2022. And then
Wow.
I was in from then. Like I'm like, I don't care when or where, just make it December. So it came together. It was me, my husband, and a great family, a golf family, the Allreds, and we went to Tanzania. And yeah, it was an incredible experience. In advance of that trip, I had signed up to sponsor a little girl named Rose, and I picked her because her birthday was on mine and my husband's anniversary date, which is December 11th.
Nice.
And the trip happened to be over our anniversary. And we got to meet her on her fourth birthday, on our anniversary. Like, it
Wow.
was just the most providential thing. Like, I can't, we were joking. I have no idea like how to celebrate our anniversary after that, because that was just,
Was your first anniversary too, right?
yeah, it was the best day ever.
Yeah.
Rose, living in Tanzania, had never celebrated her birthday before.
Wow.
So
Yeah.
getting to share that with her, she was just full of joy. She had this beautiful pink dress on that her compassion center had used, like our birthday gift that we'd given her to buy for her in advance of meeting us.
Wow.
And yeah, we had a great day just playing together. I brought a little soccer ball and some crayons, and I was so sad to say goodbye. It
I
was an
know.
incredible day.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I'll tell you about my story in a minute. I went to go on a trip to Compassion as well. I think about a week or two before you went, which was really cool, with the same people, with Ashley, with Ken and those guys, with Compassion. But I'm just curious, when you were there, it sounds great, right? Like you're meeting your sponsored child and you're seeing this joy and you're being able to love on this little girl and you know that you're helping release this child from poverty by sponsoring her. But it's not all, balloons
Yeah, for
and
sure.
what is it, bright skies and sunny days there, because it's poverty. What did you see? What impacted you the most when you took this trip to Tanzania that you take away, other than obviously meeting little Rose?
Yeah, it really just hit home for me, I guess, just the effects of poverty. I've experienced poverty before, but with Compassion, we actually were invited into these Compassion children's homes, and we got to ask them questions and learn about their experience, the good and the bad, like what does life actually look like for them, but also like how has Compassion changed your hopes and dreams and like given you, yeah, like a chance to break the cycle. And really, I was impressed by how effective Compassion is as an organization. Like for, $43 a month, like it's really not only affecting that child's life, but really the whole family. So yeah, of course it's sad. Like you don't want to see anyone living in poverty, and we have so much in America that we take for granted. That other people like can't even fathom. So there's that part of it, that just breaks your heart. But at on the other side, like there still is so much hope. And yeah, I left the trip just feeling like, yes, we need to do something about this. Like there's a lot of people in poverty all over the world, but like Compassion, they know what they're doing. Like their mission of child focused, Christ-centered, church driven. It's effective. And that was just so great to see that by giving to Compassion, by sponsoring children, like you really are changing a life. So yeah, I love Compassion. I'm behind everything they do, and I really just want to spread their message and get people behind it, because it really makes a difference.
Yeah, I think in most people, I don't care what you believe. If you start talking to people about poverty and children, I mean, if that doesn't move you, you're not human to me, right? Like if you're talking about, think about your own children. I know you don't have children yet, but like any child that's out there, and then all of a sudden you see a child that's in poverty and that's stuck without food and education and medical care. I mean, wake up, right? Like it just feels like, yeah, I want to help this child in any way. And $43 a month, I mean, not to get too deep into the weeds, but what's that, a cup of coffee a day or something like that? So it's a great opportunity to pour in and actually make a difference. And I love it because you got to meet your child. I got to sponsor a child when I was on my trip and then meet the child. But
Great.
that creates a connection now. And I didn't realize this. Maybe they told you this when you were there. When you sponsor a child with Compassion, These children, I had met children, many of them who were, we were with a bunch of baseball players, and I met a bunch of baseball kids in the Dominican Republic and have been through the program for years. And I didn't realize how important the letters are to your
Yeah,
children. So
I
if
agree.
people are listening and you haven't written a letter to your child, but you sponsor a kid with
Yeah.
compassion, do it now. It takes literally 2 minutes. You can do it on the app, it's super easy. But these are like cherished by these children
Yeah.
to get a letter from their sponsored.
Definitely.
Their sponsored parent, or however you would put it, their sponsored person. So I don't know if you felt that way when you were in Tanzania as well, but that was a big eye opener for me. Like, I got to make sure I'm writing letters to this, to these. We sponsor two children. I want to make sure I write letters to both of them at least once a month, every other month at the most, just to stay in touch with them because they love it. They look at it like the
Yeah.
greatest thing ever when they get a letter.
Yeah, and like for them to know that someone is in the journey with them, like that personal
Yes.
connection, yeah, like you're saying, it just makes it so real and you just feel championed and supported. Yeah, I'd met Tanzania Compassion alumni who
Yes.
just shared about his relationship. He didn't get a sponsor until he was 17, so almost out of the program, and had wanted one for so long because not everyone in the program has a sponsor, which
Right.
I didn't realize, but they will take in children and then of course try to find them sponsors. But yeah, once he was matched, he was like on cloud nine and had written her every month and just really looked forward to these letters. So yeah, like you, I've really realized the importance of it.
Yeah, that trip I took was, if you can, by the way, anybody I think can take compassion trips, so you can go on their website, compassion.com, and learn more to potentially meet your child someday. But you can sponsor a child right now on the website, and it's really cool what they've been doing. I mean, just they not only have this child sponsorship program, but they have these like little programs within the program to really, you know, there's the Fight for the First, and there's the working with the kids, the women, the young girls. Like this just, I mean, if you're meeting somebody for the first time, let's just do that right now. And this person's listening and they're saying, Aubrey, what is this compassion thing? Like, how has it changed you? What are you telling them?
Just the ability to help get someone out of poverty, to change their world. It really is pretty effortless. Yeah, like you can make a difference in someone's life. And yeah, I'm sure we'll talk about the campaign I'm doing with Compassion is called One Girl Can Change Her World, but first she believes she can. Like I've seen that in my life. And this is just on such a grander scale. Like you need that personal connection, the support to kind of break the cycle of poverty. But yeah, once you've got that, like it just springboards these kids.
Well, all right, so go there, the campaign you're doing.
Yeah.
I want people to hear about it, so share if you could.
Yeah. So Compassion is running this campaign called One Girl Can Change Your World, in combination with the World Cup here, so July 20th through August 20th, and the main purpose is to just draw attention to compassion, but specifically women and girls. We've got the Women's World Cup; all eyes are going to be on New Zealand and Australia, and us women as we take the field and compete for our countries. But at the same time, like there's so many nations out there where girls don't have these opportunities. They're not playing sports. They're not even getting an education. There are 130 million girls out there who are not receiving an education, and that's a third the population of the United States. So yeah, we're raising awareness, raising money for the Highly Vulnerable Children's Fund. Of course, there's the child sponsorship, but this in particular is for women and girls because they're at this just elevated risk of exploitation. So it goes for legal fees and just to keep them safe and protected in these just kind of dangerous regions. One in five girls is a child bride, and 7 out of 10 humans that are trafficked are women and girls. So we're just really trying to highlight how girls are at this just elevated risk of vulnerability.
Yeah, they They talked a lot about that when I was on my trip in the Dominican as well. We got to meet a lot of the moms with the babies, and it was just it opened my eyes, especially as a girl dad. You know, I have one child and she's 19 years old and a daughter, and I just could not imagine, you know, being in any kind of situation like that, much less trafficked or, God forbid, something worse. So one girl can change a world. July 20th through August 20th. You can go to compassion.com to learn more, and it'll be really cool to see what comes from this. I hope people listening can, even if you already sponsor a child, like if you have any extra amount of money here, this is a chance to donate into something really cool that Aubrey's a part of with the World Cup. One girl can change a world, and with compassion, July 20th through August 20th. All right, last question for you, because you're doing such good work with compassion. We're going to be cheering you on at the World Cup. But as you prepare
Thank
for that
you.
first World Cup match, leave us with maybe, if you have one, sort of a scripture or something that's been encouraging to you on your journey with God that you might, I don't even know if you have like a life verse per se. But something that might be encouraging others who are listening to say, okay, there's Aubrey as we watch you at the World Cup, and this verse is kind of maybe impressed on our hearts and impressed on your hearts.
I usually have like one a week or one a day, but I think most recently, Philippians 4:6-8. I hope that's right.
I can
Do
look it
not
up
be
while you're.
anxious about anything.
I can look it up
Yeah, help
while you're
me out.
saying it.
Fact
Go
check
ahead.
me.
Yeah, I'll
Fact
fact
check
check you.
me.
Yes.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything with prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
That's good.
How'd
Yeah, good. So we said
I
Philippians
do?
4, we said, right? Verses.
Philippians 4:6-7.
That's it. Be anxious for
And
nothing.
then after that,
Yeah, go ahead.
it talks about to just set your mind on whatever is pure, lovely. I need to learn all those adjectives, but
No, I'll tell you. It says whatever
yeah, help
things
me out.
are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, lovely, whatever things are of good report, set your minds on those things, meditate on those things. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's
So
good.
that's the teammate, that's the person,
Yes.
that's who I'm trying to be right now, to think on those things, to not think too far ahead, not worry about the wins, my performance. There's gonna be a lot of pressure this summer. Every day is a big challenge here, but I'm just trying to not worry, but give it up to God, and he promises that we'll have his peace, which is greater than anything that we can understand here on this world. So, that's kind of my meditation right now.
I love that. I hope that, I'm sure that will carry over as you get ready for your first match in the World Cup, Aubrey Kingsbury. Congratulations on all the
Thank you.
success. I'm really excited about Compassion and the work that you're doing there. One girl can change a world. Go to compassion.com to learn more, starting July 20th through August 20th.
I'd like to add the website compassion.com/onegirl will be the campaign page here coming up soon. So
Got it.
check out the main site, but definitely one girl, compassion.com/onegirl, and you can see just all the excitement of this campaign and learn a little bit more.
Absolutely. I will mention that too on the backside of our interview, Aubrey. But thanks again for joining us. You got it.
Yeah, thanks, Jason.
And super grateful to have Aubrey Kingsbury here on Sports Spectrum. So glad that she was able to join us, working on that One Girl Can Change a World campaign with Compassion International. She gave that website that just got updated, compassion.com/onegirl, compassion.com/onegirl. And you can go learn more about this campaign that she's a part of with Compassion. Listen, if you need any extra, you know, nudge to be a part of this, just know when I say this, you got to trust me on this. Compassion is the real deal, and your money, your dollars, your donation, anything that you can sow into this will go to help these kids. I promise you that. It's not lining anybody's pockets or anything like that. This is a ministry that's actually doing amazing work. That's why I went on one of these trips, because I wanted to see for myself, and I can tell you firsthand, they are the real deal. And Aubrey can tell you firsthand as well that they are the real deal. So go to compassion.com/onegirl, be a part of Compassion's One Girl Can Change a World campaign that Aubrey is a part of. And how about the World Cup? Like, this is one of my favorite events as a guy who's not a diehard soccer fan, but I enjoy watching the sport. And we all get to rally around Team USA with Aubrey and many others there and see if we can pull away with the gold yet again, three times in a row. I think we can do it. I'm excited to be watching. And we're also going to be cheering on Aubrey Kingsbury for sure as she gets ready to take the field. Again, thank you for tuning in. We love you guys. Compassion.com/onegirl. Go there. Check out Sports Spectrum's website as well to learn more about the work that we're doing, intersection of sports and faith. Please do tune in next time for another conversation here on Sports Spectrum's podcast. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and let's go, Team USA.